Well, an exciting announcement on the economic impact of agribusiness in South Carolina. I'm Mike Davis. I am joined now by South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. And some big numbers coming out in this announcement. Commissioner, tell us about it.
Well, you're right, Mike. We just listened to the results of a study completed, maybe a month ago, that said agribusiness now has a $51.8 billion impact on South Carolina's economy each year. And because we grow stuff and we process things that we grow and we consume them and all these industries that support agriculture and forestry, nearly $52 billion for our economy every year, nearly 260,000 jobs connected with growing things in South Carolina and processing and delivering them. But, you know, that's a snapshot. But then when you realize we go back 10 to 12 years and realize that it over the decade of 2010 to 20, it grew at 40%, nearly 40%. So quite an impressive decade. In 2009, we laid out a goal, if you would, for 2020.
Uh-huh.
To say, could we reach $50 billion by the year 2020? And these numbers that we reported were from 2020. So we passed the test.
Well, first of all, let me say congratulations on that. And that 40% number, that really jumped out at me. I mean, that is no small feat in a 10-year period to see that kind of growth. Can you give us some idea of what went into that? What brought this about, Commissioner?
Well, obviously, our state did not grow in size, so we're not farming any more acres.
Uh-huh.
And our numbers of farms and forestry growers is about constant. You know, for a finished product of something we buy that comes from agricultural forestry, a great deal of the value is added after it leaves the farm and in that gap between production and consumption. About 85% on average of agricultural products get their value added after they leave the farm. So what mm-hmm. we get focused on is several things, and that is the end user, the consumer of South Carolina, knowing what certified South Carolina grown means and looking for it. So that creates more demand.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have done a couple other things with an entrepreneurship center and a research arm to look at what are some ways that parts of the industry could grow. Not growing more stuff, but how do we process more? And then finally, we are created a more concerted effort around expansion through just agribusiness recruiting for companies to grow within South Carolina or relocate to South Carolina and use what we grow and add more value here. So all of the above, along with a great team effort, I think has produced the growth that we're talking about.
And in addition, I think it should be pointed out that agriculture is, of course, the number one industry in South Carolina, and it provides an awful lot of jobs as well.
Well, it does. Now, the report that we did today covers agriculture and forestry. Well,
mm-hmm.
combine those, we call it agribusiness because it's the two mm-hmm. combined. And when you look at agribusiness as a whole, it is South Carolina's largest industry, more than manufacturing, more than tourism. We don't focus on that. We just focus on, just like we did for the past decade, how can we provide more opportunities for farmers or for agribusiness people to add to that growth. As I said, when we announced it, you know, agribusiness is a part of the economic momentum that South Carolina has, and it's why our state's economy and our state's resources are doing so well. That's agriculture, and part of the reason we get some getting some tax breaks in South Carolina for, for those of us paying taxes. So all of the above, and creating, as we said, nearly 260,000 jobs, bearing in mind there are only 24,000 farms and probably, I don't know the number of forestry operations, commercial forestry, but most, that just reflects that the job numbers are really a partnership between that person growing a crop, be it a tree or chicken or soybeans, and all the people involved in the industry that takes those crops and delivers them in some form to the public. Might deliver it in a steak, might deliver it in chicken nuggets or a shirt on your back. So all of that put together is called agribusiness, and we're just very proud of what we found out from this study.
Well, if I know anything about South Carolina agribusiness and the South Carolina Department of Agriculture, you're not going to be resting on your laurels. The question is, where do you go from here? I mean, a 40% jump in 10 years, can you top that?
Well, I'll tell you what, let's do. Let's say that for next time, because we are. We have some specific things we're working on, and we're going to ask the state leaders to partner with us in next year's budget. So as we told them today, all right, where do we go from here? And so that's what we'll focus on now.
We will do just that. Well, again, Commissioner, congratulations. I mean, this is a significant milestone for South Carolina. And like I said, and you said this, the momentum is there. And building on that, that's going to be something that we will be talking about moving forward. So congratulations. Wonderful news for the state of South Carolina and for South Carolina agribusiness. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.